have an answer for you. Hear it. I have watched you ever since we first met. I have made you my study for 10 months. I have proved you in that time by sundry tests. And what have I seen and elicited? In the village school I found you could perform well, punctually, uprightly, labour uncongenial to your habits and inclinations. I saw you could perform it with capacity and tact. You could win while you controlled. In the calm with which you learnt you had become suddenly rich, I read a mind clear of the vice of Demas. Lucre had no undue power over you. In the resolute readiness with which you cut your wealth into 4 shares, keeping but 1 to yourself and relinquishing the 3 others to the claim of abstract justice, I recognized a soul that revelled in the flame and excitement of sacrifice. In the tractability with which, at my wish, you forsook a study in which you were interested and adopted another because it interested me, in the untiring assiduity with which you have since persevered in it, in the unflagging energy and unshaken temper with which you have met its difficulties, I acknowledge the compliment of the qualities I seek. Jane, you are docile, diligent, disinterested, faithful, constant and courageous, very gentle and very heroic. Cease to mistrust yourself. I can trust you unreservedly. As a conductress of Indian schools and a helper amongst Indian women, your assistance will be to me invaluable.